There's a debate over whether graffiti should be considered art. What is art exactly is a tricky question to answer. It's something that they grapple with at art school. It'd be interesting to see how they'd answer that question at an art school in Seattle that features burlesque dancers and cocktails at an event called Dr. Sketchy. Chana Jaffe-Walt has more.
It's called an anti-art school event.
So please give it up, ladies and gentlemen, for Miss Indigo Blue.
Miss Blue is a wildly costumed burlesque dancer. She's wearing an elaborate white feather headdress, a satin belly wrap, and sequined breasts. She's also this evening's model.
We're going to start off with 10 one-minute poses. So these are fast, these are furious. Miss Indigo Blue, are you ready with your first pose?
The classroom is really a red and rowdy bar. Tables are covered in heaps of nachos, beer, charcoal, and pencil sharpeners. Miss Blue settles in and sketch pads get yanked into position. She turns away from the audience, arches her back, then swings her face around and sticks two fingers in between her shiny lips.
That's alluring. Yes, please begin.
The clock is running and the room goes quiet. It's a sea of bobbing heads, eyes darting from model to page. Dr. Sketchy devotees like to say this is what an art class should be. Drawing naked people should be sexy. And it's good if there's beer. Basically, art should be fun.
I know I say fun a lot, but it's just lack of a better word.
Liz Pinello brought the Dr. Sketchy event to Seattle. She got the idea from illustrator Molly Crabapple. Molly dreamed up the burlesque sketch group and bar combo in New York a year and a half ago. Since then, people like Liz have been setting up Dr. Sketchies in their own cities around the world.
Art is a harsh world. You need to go somewhere where you could just relax and breathe and have fun and not worry that your art's not going to be taken in a gallery or anything like that.
The bar is filling up.
You know, the other thing that I think we're observing here tonight is not just the birth of a new artistic tradition, but the fact that if you drink, you will actually be a better artist.
It's true.
It is true. It is not a lie.
One of the participants here is Celeste Smith. She's in all black, including hair and lips. She neglects to breathe while talking, so she catches up with herself with gasping chuckles, like this one. Or if she's really excited. So. Celeste says she's an artist, sort of. I mean, she went to art school, but never finished. She didn't like the attitude of the teachers there.
But they're bitter, bitter people. They're people, you know, who wanted to do it, found out they couldn't, and decided to teach. And, you know, they all have their own bent to it as far as, like, what's supposed to be produced in the class. You have to find your own voice if you write, and you have to find your own style if you draw.
Indigo Blue, find your next pose.
Oh,
whoa. Yeah, that's right. I think that's a dare to sketch that. Go.
Chris Tanqueray gets up and moves with his sketch pad to the corner for a different angle. He's an architect and is the only gray head in the room, or at least the only one whose hair isn't white on purpose.
You know, I like to draw whatever, anything and everything, so this is a good opportunity to draw something different.
Miss Blue, sprawled on a bed of feathers, is indeed something quite different.
She's wearing panties and pasties and a little, like, a ribbon flower in her hair and not a whole lot else.
With a few beers in him, Chris says his pencil strokes have loosened up. Being too tense is always a problem for him. But when his time is up, he tenses up again. He also has a problem with endings.
I'm not quite ready to stop.
Chris looks at Miss Blue, back at his page, and then says, there aren't rules here. I can finish this whenever I want. He folds up his sketch pad. Miss Blue looks over in Chris's direction. She smiles and gives a coy wink as he walks out the room. For NPR News, I'm Chana Jaffe-Walt.